The next patient is Lucille Graham. The last name is G-R-A-H-A-M. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old female that is following in the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B, period. The most likely situation is that the patient has nephrosclerosis that is associated to diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, period. When we review the comprehensive metabolic profile, there is a drastic change in the serum creatinine. In November was 1.5, and in February 9th of 2023, the patient has a creatinine of 7.3. She has been complaining of weakness, but there is no other alteration that we see in the blood pressure, in the proteinuria. There is elevation of the phosphorus in the serum to 6.5. We are going to repeat this CMP right away in order to clarify the condition. The albumin creatinine ratio is 127. The patient has selective proteinuria. And the protein creatinine ratio is 1,514, which is elevated compared to 934 that was the last time. The patient has a history of type 2 diabetes. The hemoglobin A1C latest determination is 7.6. It used to be 11.8%. It is much better. Follow number arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been under much better control, 127 over 84. The body weight has come down from 175 to 168. Following number, the cholesterol is down to 157, HDL 46, and LDL 93. Triglycerides 87. As mentioned before, we explained to the patient that there is a drastic change. She has not changed the medications. The list of the medications include amlodipine, aspirin, atorvastatin, gliburide, hyralazine, magnesium, and Rybelsus on PRN basis. I don't see the toxicity. She hasn't been taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories or being exposed to any other type of toxins. We'll reevaluate. I spend 15 minutes looking for the lab. In the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the dictation 7 minutes.